a Nacho Radio podcast. Yes, it is Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. There's a lot going on in the world. I don't know how you keep track of all of it. You know what? You don't have to. We will. With the Top 5 Things podcast, my name is Dave Lavora, and this is my partner, Darren Pitra. Hello, Pitra.
Tell you what, that was some hard sleeping last night. I don't know what it was.
Did you get a good one, did you?
I woke up about 20 minutes before I had to, 20 minutes before the alarm would have went off. Yeah. And it's a good thing, because the way I was sleeping, if that alarm had gone off, it would have been like, the ship sinking? What's going on?
Alternate reality sleep, huh? Is that what you were having?
I don't know what was going on, but it would have been, I would have had no idea where I was.
Really?
You're in your bed. That doesn't make a lick of sense.
I don't understand.
I can't believe this happened. I knew it. I knew this Zeppelin would go down.
Colonel! Colonel! What?
I knew it. I knew I should have never got on this space shuttle.
Well, I'm glad you're refreshed, because we've got a whole lot of things to get to.
It's I didn't say I was refreshed.
Was it the kind of sleep that was so deep that you're actually more tired now?
No, I feel fine now, but at the time I was very confused.
I may have hit snooze once or twice this morning, which I know in my waking mind, snooze makes zero sense.
I've never had an alarm clock by my bed.
Oh, no?
It's always a ways away. So I have to look at it from a distance. From a distance.
You find snooze,
I've never used snooze, ever.
Yeah, I'm a snooze addict.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah. And I know in my mind that those extra 9 minutes do no good. Like, I get that when I'm awake.
Never have.
Right. But just awake, Dave, and awake, Dave...
Two different people.
Two different cats. I don't think they don't get along at all.
They don't get along.
It's crazy that they're both housed in the same body. And yet, here it is. New study says that man flu is a thing. There's this...
this idea that men act like bigger babies?
Yes. Yes, that when we get sick, we tend to really act like...
Let everyone know it. Big babies.
And now a new scientist has found...
That man flu would kill women?
Something like that.
Yeah, you couldn't put up with this.
You know what? This would kill you.
This would kill you.
It says here that men do indeed experience worse cold and flu symptoms than women. And then they're trying to figure out, well, why is that? Why would a virus affect us worse than it does our female friends?
Because it settles in the testicles.
It says here, this is Dr. Kyle Sue, who says in his new scientific...
Your doctor's name is Kyle?
Yes, and he's a doctor.
I got to go see my doctor, Kyle.
Quote, I do think the research does point towards men having a weaker immune response when it comes to common viral respiratory infections and the flu. This is shown in the fact... that they have worse symptoms, they last longer, and they are more likely to be hospitalized and more likely to die from it. So, there's that. This is published in the British Medical Journal.
So it's not us
and
just
yes,
belly
we do
aching.
No, there's something to it. There is something to it.
Women have stronger immune systems.
That's science. It's not my fault.
That's a doctor named Kyle telling you.
Kyle, Dr. Kyle says this is the case. Since half of the world's population is male, the article says, deeming male viral respiratory systems as exaggerated without rigorous scientific evidence could have more important implications for men, including insufficient provision of care. We're not getting the care that we deserve, Darren.
That's what I always kind of thought.
I know that... Given all that's going on, whining about being a man, maybe this isn't the time for this. But it's science.
It is cold and flu season.
It sure is, Darren.
And I am susceptible to it.
Oh, well, when you get sick, you act like such a damn baby. Yeah, because it's worse than anything you could ever imagine.
It's worse than childbirth.
It's the science.
Ten times worse. A doctor named Kyle says so.
Dr. Kyle Sue said this. So stop yourself. I guess Tool's got a new record coming out.
Okay.
How long has it been since Tool put out a record?
I have no
idea. If you had to guess, Tool's last album.
69 months.
No. No. Was substantially longer than that.
Longer than that.
Yes. Tool's last proper album. The band's last record would have been... Oh, gosh. 10,000 Days, right?
Don't know. Has it been 10,000 days?
Mm, yeah.
That's a long time.
That's like...
That's like half a lifetime.
Came out May 2006.
Okay.
So they got a new record coming out. Now, we've been hearing about this new record for at least 10 years.
See, now I thought he gave everything up to be a wrestling coach.
Who's that?
Your lead guy.
Maynard?
Yes.
No.
He didn't?
No. There's a new Perfect Circle record out. He's touring with a Perfect Circle right now.
But he is doing some wrestling coaching.
Well, that might be the case. Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine says he's heard the new album. He took an Instagram picture to say that he was in the recording studio with the guys from Tool, and he says he's heard it.
It's a good thing Joey Ramone hasn't heard it.
He says, I had the honor of being the first outsider to hear new Tool music today. Still just instrumentals, but sounded epic, majestic, symphonic, brutal, beautiful, tribal, mysterious, deep, sexy, and very Tool.
Which one is it?
Well, wait a minute. They haven't even put the lyrics on it.
No, we haven't.
So we
haven't written the words.
What's going to come out first, the new Tool record or the new George R.R. Martin novel? Looking forward to both.
Okay.
Been hearing about both forever.
Maybe you'll get both for Christmas now.
Not this Christmas.
There are conflicting reports that Star Wars: The Last Jedi is either awesome or sucks.
I have gone out of my way to not know, find
That's out That's all anything. I know.
Don't ruin this.
That's all I've heard.
So you're hearing...
I'm hearing that it's epic,
yeah.
It's majestic,
yeah.
It's beautiful, it's tribal.
Is it very Tool?
It's Tool.
Okay.
Actually, Star Wars, the new movie, is a Tool album.
R2 blows his effing whistle! That could be cool.
But I've heard both sides. Now, are you going this...
I'll be going this weekend.
This just popped up on me. All of a sudden, there's a new Star Wars movie. Out of nowhere, it's like this weekend.
Not on me, friend.
It's this weekend.
Yes. Yes.
So, the first shows are...
Tomorrow night? Yes.
At midnight?
I think at like...
They don't have to do that.
I think it's like 8 or 9 o'clock
tomorrow. You can actually get one in.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
Okay.
I'm not going tomorrow.
It doesn't seem like it has quite the buzz of the last one.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Well,
it doesn't have. It doesn't have as much buzz as that one.
I don't know. He's pointing to a poster, ladies and gentlemen, for The Force Awakens.
Well, you do have one.
I do. You're in my basement. I will say this: I've very strenuously avoided anything Star Wars this week. I haven't been on social media.
Well, I don't think that I'm telling you anything that you don't know. But Luke Skywalker.
Don't even make jokes. I'm not kidding you. Don't even make jokes.
I'm not making a joke.
I don't want to hear anything. We're done talking Star Wars. I'm not joking. We're done here with this. We're moving on. Your guy Paul McCartney has a pseudo new release out. Have you seen this?
Oh, is that the
Christmas
thing?
Album that he made for the Beatles in 1965?
He's just basically DJing songs.
He made a mixtape.
He made a mixtape is what it is. And this is news.
That's pretty cool that he's making a mixtape in 1965.
You get one. This is what I got you for Christmas, as opposed to actually buying you something.
Well, I think it's kind of cool.
Well, we used to make mixtapes, and they used to... They get passed around.
Well, what do you get to the Beatle who has everything? You give him a gift you a made yourself. And it turns out these things are actually worth a fortune.
I crocheted this for you.
So he had a couple of tape recorders, and he would just do little radio shows.
I did a little radio show.
He would go upstairs, and he's doing it as like a character.
Yeah, and I'm going to do it like this, see?
You've heard it then.
Tiny little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing like an American New York DJ voice.
Wait, look at that.
He would just sit around all day creating little tapes for himself to keep himself occupied. Because, I mean, what's he going to do? Go to the mall?
Paul McCartney
in 1965. What are you going to do?
At that point, he had probably already written 4 songs that day.
He was living in a central London townhouse that belonged to the family of his girlfriend, Jane Asher. And he had these tape recorders, and he was just, yeah, making little mixtapes. So it's him, like, and then he had the tapes burned to acetate, so he had three copies made for the other Beatles, and then that's what he gave them all for Christmas. So that's...
What's for dinner tonight? It's Chungking.
I don't hold a grudge. Well, they thought this thing was lost forever, and then they found it. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it can be listened to on the internet.
Now, see, I saw that they were releasing a long-lost experimental, like, Beatles mixtape. I thought we were finally getting that Carnival of Light song that they've been talking about forever.
No, not the case.
Is that ever coming out? It would have come out by now if it was ever going to come out, right?
Could be.
Or is that something that, like, his kids will release after he's gone? Because it's like, that's all that's left.
We got nothing.
What are they waiting on? And then everyone's going to be excited to hear this Carnival of Light song by the Beatles, but it's just somebody pounding on an organ for 20 minutes.
It's just babbling.
Yeah. Is that all it is? This isn't something they can release commercially, these Paul McCartney mixtapes, because it's like, he's taping stuff off the radio.
He was stealing music.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know, it's 1965. I think that's incredibly cool that he's even doing something like that. I got the top five things.
Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, where you can still take in plenty of Christmas. There is a Christmas Carol ballet that's going to be happening this Friday, December 15th. Mm-hmm. And then a week later, it's a Christmas Carol, a live radio play, which should be a lot of fun. That's going to be happening on December 22nd and 23rd. And then also coming magician Bill Blagg and comedian Henry Cho and much more. Tickets are available at the website, galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at their box office. The Orpheum serves wine and beer, includes Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum Theater is also available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained.
I didn't mean to yell at you about Star Wars, but I just can't have anything ruining this.
All I was going to say.
No, don't. I'm apologizing if I was yelling at you.
All I was saying.
Don't say anything else. Don't.
I don't think I'm telling you anything.
I don't care what you have to say about it. Don't. Back away. Put a pin in this. You can tell me this on Monday's show.
After you've seen it?
After I've seen it, we can talk about it all the live long day. Although we will...
All I was going
to
tell you.
We will endeavor to keep this a spoiler-free place for the first couple of episodes.
For how long? A
couple episodes.
Just a couple episodes.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
And we'll be doing... Dapper Crap will be doing a spoiler-packed review of it. But that'll be in 2 weeks. Tomorrow night's Dapper Crap is the Dappies, our second annual Dappy Awards, where I guess we sit around and give each other trophies for our performances.
You'll actually win?
I don't know.
So anyone,
I'm just on that
so
show.
Anyone who's been on Dapper Crap could win an award. You're not giving out the Dappies to anybody else, just the people that have been on the show?
I don't know. I got a text that said that's what the show is, and I don't know.
Are you going to wear, like, the...
The
tuxedo t-shirt?
Armani, absolutely.
Oh, look at
this. It's an Armani t-shirt.
Oh, look at this snappy dilf.
Number one.
Number one.
It's that time of year again where the dictionaries like to tell us what the word of the year is. I think it was dictionary.com earlier that said complicit was the word of the year.
Has dictionary ever been the dictionary word of the year?
The very first year, yes.
I bet it was.
The first year it ever was used.
It has to be. You know what is the rage this year? Dictionary.
Buy one.
Buy one.
Everyone, go down to your local Gutenberg press and pick one up.
Everyone's going crazy about dictionary.
Well, according to Merriam-Webster, who would know a thing or two about dictionaries, they say the word of the year for 2017 is feminism.
Okay.
Feminism. They say lookups for feminism increased 70% over last year and spiked several times after key events this year. There was the Women's March on Washington in January. Then there was the Me Too movement after the whole Harvey Weinstein thing. I guess that that chef in the Crocs, Mario Batali, turns out he's a creep too.
That's a shock.
They really, at some point, need to just...
The man was in Crocs.
He wore Crocs to work.
He wore Crocs.
He ought to be locked up for that.
Or at least not allowed in a kitchen. I mean, that's got to be a health violation, right?
You think.
You can't be wearing open-toed shoes in a kitchen, can you?
Now, is it socks with Crocs, or is it bare feet? I'm asking for Mario Batali. What's his MO?
Well, he may very well have socks on. I don't care.
It's still gross. Put on some shoes.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah, so there it is, your word of the day.
Otherwise, you might as well just be rolling around the cutting boards,
mm-hmm.
which you probably was.
The word has been in the dictionary since Noah Webster wrote it in the first dictionary in 1841. Feminism defined then as the qualities of females. Of course, it means now theory of the political, economic, and social equality of the sexes. Yeah, that's a little bit different, but still, there's your word of the year according to Merriam-Webster.
Word of the year, it wins a Dappy.
Two.
Do you actually get little physical trophies?
They're not little.
They're not little.
The budget for this is pretty immense. Glass sculptures of, it's like a swan.
Swan?
Yeah, it's like a swan. Like a swan and a phoenix had a baby, and it's just going upwards. The statue is by the people at Waterford, and it's called The Aspirations of Man.
Mm.
It's
and everyone gets one.
Well,
not necessarily.
Not many!
Unless you've earned it.
Mm. Number two, the people at PepsiCo, have made the biggest public pre-order of these new Tesla electric semis, these semi-trucks.
Right.
I read somewhere that Budweiser announced last week that they're going to start replacing all of their trucks with electric trucks.
We don't need you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these new electric semi-trucks.
I'm guessing that'll mean the price of Budweiser beer goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Probably not.
No?
Mountain Dew and Dorito chips will soon be delivered.
By a ghost.
By electric semi-trucks. They still have somebody driving these, right? You still have to have somebody in the cockpit.
We don't have to drive it. They just have to monitor it.
That'd be a great job.
Uh-huh.
Are you
a truck driver? I'm a truck monitor.
I monitor the truck.
I monitor the truck.
My job is to make sure nothing goes wrong.
How does anything ever go wrong?
Never.
No, never once.
It's impossible.
It would be impossible for me to monitor. I don't really monitor as much as I sleep.
See, this is what terrifies me about these electric trucks that are going to drive themselves. In most states in our union, truck driver is the number one job, all right?
It's a pretty popular job.
It's a super important job.
Yes.
And if in 10 years nobody's driving trucks anymore, hello, Great Depression.
No, it's not good.
The good news is we've got these electric trucks to drive goods all over the country. The bad news is nobody's got any money to buy anything.
The good news is that the price of Budweiser, Doritos, and Mountain Dew will all be a lot less, right?
Because we don't have to
charge as much because we don't have the manpower.
That money will go to pay down debt, Darren.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, where now, if you buy yourself a $25 gift card, and it looks like this one over here might win a $50 gift card.
Which one over where?
You.
I'm coming for you, Uncle Jizzy.
I'm right behind you,
Uncle Jizzy.
I couldn't be prouder.
And I'll say this. Behind Uncle Jizzy is where you want to be.
You want to be drafted.
You don't want to be in front of Uncle Jizzy.
No, you don't.
Not to go with this move.
This one's in third place.
I am in third place,
With what, 3 weeks to go? Right where you want to be.
And there is some low-hanging fruit. There are some locks this week.
Wow, what is your...
Yeah, I told you Miami was going to win.
Well, you were hoping.
No, I knew.
Yeah, good for you.
Well, I mean,
so right now at Capriati's, if you get a $25 gift card.
Yeah, and I know some of you are saying, you didn't seem that confident when you talked about this game last podcast. That's what I call cover five subterfuge.
The old fakeroo.
Yes, I gave you a flea flicker. I'm not interested in you people winning this.
No.
Daddy's got to get that card.
I got to get that card. You get yourself a $25 gift card at Capriati's, you get $5 in cap bucks right away that you can be spending. Yeah. You get a $25 gift card at Capriati's, and you get $5 for yourself at Capriati Sandwich Shop. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Capriati's on 53rd Street in Davenport and at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. When you're there, get those gift cards, get yourself those cap bucks, and mention Nacho Radio, and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I got a question for James.
Yes.
And this falls into the none of my business category.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that I can answer this for you. But then again, it is a question for James, not me.
The beer money that you, when you,
when you tip.
Your service is so excellent, you give some money for beer money.
Yeah.
Does all that money really go to beer?
I don't know.
I know the majority of it does, but I'd like to know what the number is.
Hmm.
Is it because...
Perhaps he'll reach out.
Maybe I could... Would they be offended if I just started tipping in beer?
If I just bring a can.
If I just brought a six-pack. Like, here you go, guys. Really great sandwiches.
Here's a chelada. Enjoy it. No, share it.
That's not the kind of thing I would bring, but...
Number three. Yeah, don't just pour beer in there.
No, that's counter to everything. New ballot initiative in Ohio would allow anyone over the age of 21 to grow weed legally at their house. They tried to...
It's so sticky.
Mm-hmm. They need more than 300,000 signatures in Ohio, and then the ballot issue... there's already medical marijuana.
It's getting closer.
This would expand legalized marijuana to qualified adults without a physician's recommendation. You would grow it yourself. Now, from what I have heard...
Recreational marijuana is making its way into the Big Ten.
Yeah.
There aren't any Big Ten states that have that, right?
Where weed is legal? That's a great question.
We got Rutgers in New Jersey, but there's nothing for New Jersey yet, right?
I don't think so. Has any Big Ten school, is any Big Ten school in a state where...
Recreational marijuana, I don't think so.
Recreational. Yeah. Let's see. Massachusetts, Maine.
Meaning you enjoy it.
Yeah. It's for good times.
It's for the good times.
You know, for kids. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Medical marijuana is legal in Illinois.
But has not creeped
Michigan
into the Big
and Minnesota.
Ten.
Minnesota, I mean, that's medical. But as far as recreational use, I think Michigan is not too far away from it.
Okay.
I think of the Big Ten schools, Michigan and Michigan State will be first. That's my prediction. I have heard from people, and you would know more about this than I would, because you spend more time hanging out in the underworld where these the rope smokers hang out.
The deep state?
Right.
The dark web?
Growing weed is a lot of work.
Probably is.
I had an Uber driver in Denver
It's not like growing potatoes.
I had an Uber driver in Denver tell me that he retired. And he started growing it. He had a neighbor who was battling debilitating cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So he started growing it for his neighbor.
Yeah, that's nice.
And but he said it, just keeping track of it and trimming it and feeding it and watering it and all that, he said it was hours and hours a day he was spending tending to the plants.
Seems like a lot. Hours a day? How many plants did he have?
He might have had
more plants than he needed.
No, he had the legal. He was very. He had the legal limit because he can't. This is the thing too. He was an Uber driver.
I can't tell.
But
you
his main job, was construction, so he can't use it because they do random tests all the time. So this guy had a basement full of weed that he was growing for a neighbor who had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was spending all this time growing the weed as a loving act for a neighbor who was going through some hard times.
When does this guy sleep?
That's what I said.
You're not tired right now driving us, are you? Uber driver.
He wasn't tired because he had a lot to say on the ride to a Coors Field. My point is, I think that growing weed is a lot of work.
Probably.
But initially I would have thought, you put a plant in the ground, you water it, and then 6 days later, everyone's getting high on wacky tobacky. That's not how it works.
I don't think so.
Because you have to separate things buds and stuff. How does that work, Darren?
I think there's females and males, that sort of thing. You don't want certain kinds. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I'll
say this. I may be modern enough to enjoy marijuana, but I'll be damned if I'm going to have homosexual marijuana in my basement. It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Sativ.
Adam and Leave.
I won't have it. Gay marijuana. Before I smoke anything, oh, I need to know
this must be that gay marijuana they're talking about. It's really going to my head.
I'm not doing any of this homo bud, man.
Number four.
And that's not a thing, I don't think. If it is, I say God bless.
They're probably gay vegetables. Well,
I think it's established probably all fruit is homosexual. But vegetables now? Is that what we're saying? What's the gayest of all vegetables?
I'm just saying they probably
I think the answer probably would surprise you.
It probably takes place in nature. They're gay plants.
I don't know. I know that it takes place with animals, but I don't think. You think it's possible that, like, two eggplants could decide to hang out and they're
cross-pollinate or whatever?
I don't think that's how pollination works.
Probably not.
But if it does, I want to say this. If right now you're listening and you're a couple of Brussels sprouts living out your life together in a consensual way, I think you're marvelous. And God bless you and your love. That's what I say. I don't judge. Number four, this Beyonce. She's a superstar, right?
Okay.
She's got the number one song in America right now.
Still?
See, that's the reaction I was hoping for. Because this is her first number one song in 9 years.
But wait a minute. What album is this from? Is this from her Lemonade album from 2 years ago?
It's a remix of an Ed Sheeran song.
That doesn't seem fair.
I know. So she's got her first number one song since Single Ladies in 2008.
Okay, now I know that song.
George W. Bush was president when that song was at the top of the charts. So
I bet he liked that one. I can see him liking that.
George W. Bush?
Yes.
Probably. We all did. It's a great song.
It was a smash. It went to number one.
Mm-hmm. I heard a song the other day, and it's in the top 10. Have you heard this song, Money Moves?
No.
I'm going to just play you a snippet of this.
Who's it by?
What is the young lady's name? I'm going to have to look this up. Her name is like Kaylee D or something like that.
Okay.
This is what...
Sunny D?
The song is called... it's not called...
Money Moves.
No, it's not called Money Moves. That's what she says. The song is called Yellow Bodak.
It's called Mad Money by...
Bodak Yellow. Bodak Yellow.
That's not even close to Money Moves.
Here we go. This is like one of the top five songs in the country right now. This is what
first team bitch.
This is what kids are listening to.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna play a snippet of it here as much as we can play for fair use, and then I. Hey. Cardi B.
Little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves.
Say, I don't dance, I make money moves.
If I see you now and speak, that means I don't fuck with you.
All right, that's probably all of that we should play.
It's hypnotizing.
What the hell is that?
It's hypnotizing.
And I'm listening to that and thinking, like, am I the old man now that thinks all pop music is garbage? Or is that garbage? I don't understand this.
It just won
Single of the Year, the 2017 BET Hip Hop Awards.
Took me to a place. I don't dance. I make money moves.
Yeah.
Everything is calculated.
It's a response song to another rapper's...
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's what we're missing out. That's why you don't understand it.
That was number one on the charts. It was number one for 3 weeks. Bodak Yellow.
It seems like it's got a strong Hoodie Allen influence.
It does, right? Just start by slowly rapping about how everyone else is a bitch.
Money.
I have no idea what that's about. I don't understand it. But kids,
is this something that
love that song?
Uber driver was playing.
No, he was playing a classic rock station in Denver, and all their commercial breaks were just PSAs by the Denver police saying, hey, everybody, we know weed's legal, but could you just act like human beings about it?
Which I'm sure they probably are.
Yeah, for the most part, I think. I mean, I didn't have any experiences, but yeah, it was weird hearing a radio commercial where a cop was like, we know you're going to smoke a lot of weed because it's legal.
Were there a lot of commercials for the dispensaries? Nope. Hello, I'm Dante Bichette. No, come to the Dante Bichette dispensary.
Come to Big Cats, Big Buds.
Uh-huh.
You're going to love it. In the former men's warehouse, you're going to like the way you feel. I guarantee it.
You're going to like the way he feels.
Five.
Number five.
I thought it was weird that Beyonce hadn't had a number one hit in 9 years. Number five.
Well, she's been having babies.
Lots of people have had babies and been on top of the charts.
I haven't.
Finally, number five. They have figured out a way to create a seedless avocado. And they're doing this.
Sounds like a gay avocado to me.
Exactly. For safety reasons.
I'm Jack White. My recipe for guacamole, the secret is the avocados are gay.
The avocado, which actually looks like, when you look at this thing, it looks more like a cucumber or a zucchini. But now, it's a seedless avocado. And the reason they've made it seedless is people have been
killing themselves, butchering themselves.
Ripping their tendons open, trying to take the seed out, and then the knife goes crazy because the avocados are a slippery fish.
Because everyone's trying to be Mario Batali.
Well, put on some shoes.
And stop bugging women.
That would be
appreciated.
I don't really think it's the bugging that bothers them. It's the touching, the loving, and the squeezing.
The bugging.
Yeah, they say that this thing is much safer. No sharp knives are required to enjoy this avocado.
They had a picture of some woman the other day who had an avocado like the size of her head.
Hmm.
Did you see that?
Hmm. No, I missed out on that.
Big, giant avocado. I think it probably had a pit in it, though.
Why was she showing this off?
She had found it.
Was she marrying it, or...
No, she had found it. I don't know that she even grew it. I don't know where... She
found might, it? She where? Might,
like, in a, or maybe like a neighbor's garden. Hey, I picked this from your garden. I hope you don't mind. It's a record.
Biggest avocado ever discovered in Hawaii.
Well, there you go.
Well, yeah, this thing is ginormous. It is bigger than the size of her head. Pamela Wang of Kalaeakaua, Hawaii, says she stumbled upon a 5-pound...
First team, bitch.
I don't make guac. I make money moves. What does that mean?
I don't make guac in my Crocs. I make money moves.
How many times do you think you're going to reference money moves today? Like when someone's like, do you have that report, Darren? You'll be like, I don't have that report. I make money moves. Anybody, you do it a lot?
Anybody ask for a report today, they're going to get it.
Is it everyone's at the winter meetings, huh?
The important people are at the winter meetings.
So you just sit around with your feet up on the desk, waiting for the phone to ring?
No, I got some stuff going on. But even people that, even vendors, are vendors.
Mm-hmm.
They're all there. They're all just trying this hot stove. They're all trying to make trades.
Yeah, yeah, well. She says, I see avocados every day, and I pick up avocados every day, but this one, it was hard to miss. It was as big as my head. Avocado is a fruit, right?
Yes.
She took it to the local farmer's market there, and
they didn't want anything to do with it.
They started worshiping it as a god. That avocado, said one local farmer, that avocado's in charge now.
You make a great zombie avocado.
They have now turned in the avocado
you gotta
to
do
the
something
Guinness
with
World
it.
Records.
You got to do something with it now. It's going to go bad.
Mm-hmm. Guinness says they get at least 1,000 applications a week for records for their book.
Just shut up, everybody.
So it takes officials between 12 and 15 weeks to verify
everyone thinks
world record holders.
Everyone thinks they've got a world record. Just put it in the box. Put it in the inbox.
My guess is if Guinness Book of World Records gets 1,000 requests for a new record each week, 950 of those are the same people.
Probably. Right? Now I think...
I got another one.
Now I think... It's not cheap for that either, to get a world record.
There's a cost involved in that?
Well, yeah, they're not coming for free.
You have to pay them?
I believe
they're providing content for their book.
There is, I think you have to pay them.
Well, that's not a money move.
They need a place to stay while they're in town, right? What, they're just going to pay for that themselves?
Well, the good people at Guinness pay for that, I imagine.
No, I don't think so. I think if you're going to get some sort of world record checked out, say over there at Channel 8, you guys were going to do a, I don't know, you're going to eat the world's biggest sundae, you would have to pay Guinness to be there.
Really?
I believe so, yes.
Those are your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Those would make great holiday gifts. Gift cards and chocolate-covered espresso beans make great stocking stuffers. They have biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Fall into a spiced chai latte or a pumpkin roll latte. East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean and everyone who is shopping Amazon.com by using the Nacho Radio link. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more. How about an Italian sausage? Premium sausage chopped and grilled with melted provolone cheese. Add marinara sauce, fried onions, or sweet peppers. Absolutely delicious. Get one today. Mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Also get Capriati's gift cards. They're the perfect gift. Everybody loves Capriati's, and going on right now, you buy $25 in Capriati's gift cards, and you get $5 in cap bucks back to use on your purchase.
Craig Glenday is the Guinness World Record Editor-in-Chief. And he says, record breaking is free and open to everyone. We ask that you give us 6 to 8 weeks for existing categories and 8 to 12 weeks for new ideas. Doesn't cost you a penny to have a Guinness Book of World Record record.
I think it might.
I'm telling you, the guy that is in charge says it doesn't. So,
all I've been told is, like, if we were going to try to break some sort of record at the ballpark,
yes,
it would cost us money. For that to happen. Well,
because you would have to buy the materials that would be required.
No, I'm not talking about to break the record. For them to show up.
Is it because you're a commercial entity trying to do it?
Could be. If you're a private citizen, maybe it does, you don't get charged.
That makes a little bit more sense. They got to make...
It could be that if you are an actual company.
50,000 people every year apply to the Guinness World Records in the hopes that they can get into the book. They say 1,000 people actually do.
Remember this, not everything that is said on this podcast is completely accurate.
The huge, they say it's a huge fail rate because according to this Craig Glenday, the editor-in-chief, that's a huge fail rate because we don't just accept any old thing. Even if you achieve a record, there's no guarantee it will appear in the book. But the thing is, 50,000 people apply a year to be in the book. They accept 1,000 people a year.
Because they think that some of these aren't going to be records, maybe.
Yeah. How many records do you think that they get? Like, how many times does a phone ring and it's somebody with a record that's like, we're not putting that
in? Well, how much? Can you imagine?
I got most boogers eaten. That's got to happen a lot, right?
There has to be a lot of eye rolling at the Guinness Book of World Records, main office. Constant eye rolling, don't you think?
You get global recognition. There's no money for you to get a world record, right? They say there's a huge buzz from seeing your name in print. Millions of people read the book. Your name could be alongside the likes of Usain Bolt and Neil Armstrong. So there'll be no payment
for you. What is Neil Armstrong in there for?
I don't know.
He didn't do that on his own.
World record for...
How is that a world record?
Well, he you know...
First man on the moon.
That's a record.
What?
You got a problem with the...
Like, he's taking all the credit?
That doesn't seem right.
No.
That doesn't seem right.
That's just like a thing. That's... You can't... We've got stuff in the book that can never be broken. World records should be able to be broken.
That's a good point.
It's not a record. What he's done is not a record. It's an achievement, I suppose, but not a record.
So what was Neil Armstrong's world record? Is your
It's got to be something else, like, you know, like bouncing a ball.
Like most balls bounced on the moon.
Something that can still be broken.
Right. Someone should be able to go to the moon and bounce more balls. Yeah, Guinness World Record title as the first man on the moon.
That's wrong.
Yeah, that doesn't
seem right.
That's not.
Now, if it's like the, you know, he's got the quickest 40 time on the moon, then Usain Bolt could go up there and break that.
Possible. Okay, he has other world records. Neil Armstrong does. Korean War veteran. Well, but, that's not something that you get a world record for.
No, right? No. Others were involved.
Former test pilot who flew more than 200 types of aircraft. In 1979, Neil Armstrong set 5 world records for business jets, flying a Gates Learjet Longhorn 28. He was on the board of directors for Learjet, so he got this this idea. And in February of 1979, he set 3 world records, one for altitude in a horizontal flight.
Okay, that's different.
Regular altitude, and then time to climb to a height of 15,000 meters. He did that in 12 minutes, 27 seconds.
Okay.
The next day, he broke all of his just set altitude records.
All right, that's different.
So
I'll allow those.
Right.
But first man on the moon, no.
Well, he's in for one that he shouldn't be, but then the other records, which stood, it says here, for several years, they were broken. Those records were broken in 1988 by someone else who was with Learjet.
There's something that can be broken.
That'd be pretty cool. I broke Neil Armstrong's record. That'd be a pretty cool feeling. Yeah, you know the last guy to have this record? Neil Armstrong.
Ever heard of him?
You dig?
Wonder if they call him Stretch.
Sweet Eileen chiming in on the ease.
Sweet Eileen up early.
Yes, she's listening live and chiming in on the ease with which one can grow marijuana.
Hmm.
She says, my ex-boyfriend built a pot room.
Ricky?
No, Ricky is her boyfriend who passed away.
Okay.
I think this is an ex-boyfriend.
Okay, an ex-one.
Glass window and lights, an irrigation system that ran on a timer. I used to pick the lock, she says. It was great. Didn't spend hours. He was an engineer. He got married, and his old lady called the cops whenever she was mad at him.
Feed the dog. Repeat. Okay. Feed the dog.
But this guy had to build an elaborate system, because you really have to be on top of these things.
Yeah.
But this is what I don't understand. If it can grow in a ditch, why does it have to be so meticulously cared for?
It might not be the greatest thing grown in a ditch.
That's what I've heard.
That's why they call it ditch weed.
Right. Here's another one who sounds like they might have a story they want to share with us.
Okay.
From the 563 here, and if you'd like to chime into the show via text, 470-23-NOT-SHOW is the number. Guys, can we get a new round of Get Up Joseph with a single female specter with a name tag that says Lynn yelling at the wrestlers?
Get Up Lynn?
We want a female spectator with a name tag that says Lynn yelling at the wrestlers. So maybe there's a lady named Lynn who yells at wrestlers. Tell us the rest of the story. You've given us enough to whet our appetite,
It is wrestling season that has begun. Your winter sports season is underway in high schools and colleges.
Also underway, fireworks season. You can buy your fireworks.
Right. I suppose you can. Sure.
Those are now legal to purchase. You can't set them off until New Year's Eve.
Right, but they can be purchased.
Yes. Here's one from Lil Buddy who says, due to the Iowa fireworks going on sale, can we please get a Jen Winters drop?
I think that is appropriate.
I don't...
Well, it is winter, almost winter time.
Okay. Maybe we should save it
the
first day of winter. Winters and fireworks.
That's our new tradition.
All right, everybody, put a pin in that. We'll do it on the show on the 21st. That's going to have to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We're back tomorrow with a new one for you.
Which has a resulted and occurred.
We got the world record.
We got the world record.
Most Dave and Darren podcast.
In the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio, 53rd Street in Davenport. Turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink and Make sure you take advantage of all their delicious soups in rotation. They have turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, chicken tortilla. Mention Nacho Radio, get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and the freshest ingredients guaranteed oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. So take advantage of that and take advantage of the gift card deal that they have going on right now. Buy $25 in Capriati gift cards and you'll get $5 in cap bucks that you can use at Capriati Sandwich Shop.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
Of course, of course.
Back tomorrow with a new one. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Nav and board, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock on, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
And that's it. The game's